Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Along with my two kiddos today, we've got Garrett, and we've got cute little C. Callie is with us today. We got a big crowd here for her. So Callie makes her return to the Fox and Sports Podcast, and along I'm Todd Fox, and we are the Fox and Sports Podcast, and we'd like to welcome everybody, all of our friends, family, and our foes to the 100 and whatever episode. So 19, fantastic.
I think
119 officially. Then we got some of those other ones that we did, but it's okay. I'm not going to count those. Well, whatever, we do. All right, so we've got quite a bit of information to talk about, and we will talk. We're going to talk a little Oklahoma Sooners spring game that we went to, what, about 48 hours ago, a little over? Just about. We'll talk a little Thunder. So let's talk about the Oklahoma Sooner game. And what did you guys come out, like, thoughts, initial thoughts? I mean, I know it's, you may have read stuff, heard stuff, but what are your thoughts?
For whatever reason, I feel like I've been seeing a lot of people bashing the defensive line, like getting gashed in the run game and stuff, which, yeah, we let up one big, like, I don't know, 35-yard touchdown run and then a couple 5-6 yarders here and there. But I felt like the defensive line was dominating the offensive line all game. And that's where any of the sacks came from, obviously. And then Michael Hawkins was running all over the place, and any play Arnold made was typically out of the pocket and trying to make something himself because he just instantly was under pressure. Yeah. So offensive line is still pretty not great. On that note, though, we did just pick up a commitment from an SMU offensive lineman who's going to – I would be shocked if he didn't start at guard for us.
Sure.
But that's going to be a huge pickup for us because he – was he in at SMU, and I think he was a 2-time All-American in whatever conference they were in. So, or not All-American, but conference.
Heard about the TCU guy yet, or no? I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard anything about him. I know the Louisville nose tackle that came in. We got some predictions that we'll snag him. So, considering we haven't heard anything about the TCU guy, I'm not expecting it. But
yeah. He's the one I want, I think, the most, though. That's unfortunate.
That's who everyone wants right now. But
sure.
If we could have come out of that game, the TCU guy and the offensive lineman, that would have been the number one player in each of their positions in the transfer portal right now.
Yeah. That's well, we'll see. You never know. You'll never know. But like you said, I think we'd be hearing something by now, possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know who he's just trying to decide between, but we'll see. Little C, what about you? What are you? What did you get out of the game?
I thought they looked good. I thought, considering most of the offensive backups played, and they were playing good, I think that's impressive. Like, we didn't see a bunch of the main guys play, except for like Arnold on the offensive side, it seems like. So.
Yeah, there were a lot of those offensive players that were not playing that are going to be major contributors for sure. So that's true.
I'll be interested to see like who gets in the rotation with Sacha, because we saw a lot of Caleb Hicks, who I think could be really good.
Yeah.
And then we saw some of the guy, I'm not going to get the guy's name right, but the transfer that came in from like the D2 school or something. So Javonte Barnes didn't take a single snap. Don't think Taylor Tatum's even there yet, which I think Sacha can 100% be the guy, but I wouldn't mind giving him a couple downs break, and I don't know who that would be. So that'll be interesting, to say the least. But yeah, I mean, to Cali's note, when you don't have Nick Anderson, Farouk, or who was the other receiver? Andrell Anthony out there, like,
yeah,
and we were still looking pretty solid at receiver. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, but we did have a future star show up. What is it, Burks?
I was about to say, I mean, if we're going key players, I think he'd probably be at the number one of all of ours, which is Deion Burks from Purdue. I mean, we've heard stuff of him coming in, but him and Arnold are going to be special.
Lethal.
Because he's going to get the most targets for sure, just because of the size and the position and he'll be playing. But to think that he's going to be our third best receiver is honestly insane and exciting as well at the same time. But I was telling Lance, I was like, I think we have three future first round picks at receiver within the next few years currently on this team.
Very possible. Very possible. I know the probably the thing I came away most disappointing on was the crowd, to be honest with you. I was a little disappointed with that. I mean, I understand it was possible rain and they moved the time back. To be honest with you, they could have kept the game at 1 o'clock and we would have been fine. And it would have been, I mean, it would have been over obviously earlier and it would have been better because I don't think it rained anywhere at that point. So they didn't know that ahead of time and I get it. So kudos for them to trying to arrange some stuff. But I know I talked to several folks that said they were planning on going. They had tickets to go. They didn't go, possible rain. So I understand that because at first, early in the week, when the weathermen were saying it was going to be 100% chance of rain, and they alluded to the fact that it was going to be pretty, you know, significant rain, I was like, I'm not going because I didn't want to sit through that, you know, rain. And then you started hearing about some of these other schools, I guess, that were possibly canceling their you know, spring games and all that. I was like, dadgum, I hope they don't do that. But I mean, overall, I mean, to your point, I think offensive line is to me a little bit concerning, but generally they seem to work it out. They usually are pretty, they're kind of patching things together the first game or two, three games. But I don't think we've been as dominant in the offensive line as we have in the past, for sure. In the last few years, we haven't, I don't feel like. But at the same time, the defense, I mean, this is my opinion. I felt as if we kind of pulled back a little bit offensively because we were smoking them and they were getting burned. And like we talked about on the way, and what was funny is the guys sitting behind us said the exact same thing. You know, you don't know whether or not to be happy or not. You know, you're like, hey, great job with Burks on that huge touchdown pass early.
60-something yarder, yeah.
Yeah. But then you're like, okay, we need you to clean that up, you know, from a defensive perspective. And I felt like maybe they pulled back a little bit offensively because I think they could have torched that defense. I truly do. And you've got to give the fans something to be excited about, and you don't want them to get them all riled up. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know if they're even thinking about that. What do you think?
No, I mean, I think Arnold could have scored every single drive if they wanted to, by far. He went like 3 for 3, and then I don't think he did anything else the rest of the game just because, I mean, they were probably trying a few things. Now, that being said, Arnold for sure missed several passes he overthrew that I'm like, in a regular game, that's probably getting picked. Like, off the hands of the receiver because it was just a little too high, or just sailing this receiver right in the middle of the field, like, that is something I'd like to see get cleaned up. But
didn't he have a couple of those interceptions against Arizona that hit our receiver's hands and they popped up in the air?
No, specifically a Farouk one that hit him pretty much straight in the chest, if I'm not mistaken. And then,
so some of those. And then the one throw right in front of us, I'm not sure if Callie got that one on video. Remember, like, he led the receiver.
Tight end.
What's his name? Sharp?
Yeah.
Number 10. And he got popped. I didn't see that, but you said he didn't look too happy on the sidelines.
Yeah, Callie got on video as well, but Arnold tried to come over there and talk to him like after they came off the field after that drive, and Sharp just walked away, didn't even talk to him, went and sat somewhere else, and then Arnold, you could tell, was just kind of like, all right, whatever. But
yeah.
But then Callie, you know, she saw them making up later. So,
oh yeah, she saw that too, huh? Way to go, little. See what other kind of videos did you get? Because you got a bunch of. Seemed like every time you're recording the touchdowns.
I know I got that throw to Sharp. A lot of the ones I filmed was just like running plays that weren't super good videos because they would just get tackled like 5 yards, but
yeah it got to the point where she would just stop, wouldn't record until she knew it was a pass, because I've got sure. like 8,000 videos I need to go through on my phone now, but
that's funny. I mean, I've got several too, and I thought I had one. Man, I don't remember what play it was, but one of our guys on the defensive side hit one of our players. I don't know if he was late, but then one of the offensive linemen got right in his face. Do you remember that one? I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, he got sacked. They called it, but Arnold still threw it, and then the guy tackled the receiver, and they called a fat flag on him.
I remember that. I remember that. And then I know I saw – I was telling you, I don't know if you saw it, and Gibson at one point was trying to get a hold of somebody on the sidelines. I'm assuming one of the offensive coaches. I'm not sure. And he was trying to get a hold of him and, like, talking to him, and nobody was paying attention to him. And he was getting mad and yelling and saying a few words he probably shouldn't say. But then he got back into the line and, you know, ran the play. But, I mean, he was definitely upset about something at some point. But, I mean, it's no – no big deal, but it was just funny how these guys were, I mean, they were fired up, ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. It's competitive, for sure. I'd say
go ahead.
I was going to say some other key players I have is David Stone, which is really exciting. I was getting
ready to ask you what your thoughts, yes.
I thought he was phenomenal in the few snaps he got. He had a sack. He stopped several runs in the middle, and he also just kind of bursted right through right through the offensive line immediately. He fell on the ground several times, but still pushes the quarterback out of the pocket and breaks the play pretty early. But he looked really solid. And I mean, I know at first, the first thing we noticed is just how massive he is. He's absolutely massive.
He's a man amongst boys.
As a freshman.
Looks, I mean, big, chiseled. I mean, he looks the part. And from what I saw, he played the part. They were double teaming him a lot, if not all, the whole time. And the thing is, like I told some guys at church yesterday, I said, my thoughts are he's going to be the next big guy on defense. I think, you know, I told him, remember Tommy Harris? I think he's got the chance to be as good, if not better, than Tommy Harris. And the guy was saying something about the Selman brothers. I'm like, well, I don't know about that. Because, I mean,
those guys are different, yeah.
That was just before my time. But I know that, I mean, those were some really good players as well. But he's going to be special as long as he stays healthy and as long as he continues to develop. But I mean, I think he's going to, and we talked about on the way home, like how much is he actually going to play this year? I don't know the answer to that. I think they've got to play him some in order to make sure he's happy. You know what I mean? He's not the kind of guy that I think you redshirt. I don't think you do that. Cause who was it? Bowen last year?
Peyton Bowen. I mean, and Arnold,
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. I mean, you know, you make sure you play some of these guys and get them down there, but I think we were talking about it, like not sure exactly how much of an impact he'll make this year, but because he's learning. But I think his ceiling is very high. I'm talking first round draft pick, possibly top 10 draft pick.
I mean, from what we've heard too, he is constantly just sitting next to Venables and any kind of film room, anything like that, just studying. And then also he's always next to Schmitty, trying to get just the perfect weight. And I mean, I think he's over 300 pounds now, which is ideal
for a
nose tackle. Yeah.
He didn't look like that. He looked like maybe 270, 280 to me, but I don't know, man. But
if I'm not mistaken, he just hit 300 a couple weeks ago. And I mean, again, that's a good thing being in that position. And especially if you can know how to toss it around. But
and I love, what do you think about the number zero? You like that?
Oh, I love it. I think it looks easy so clean. Easy to spot, isn't it? Yeah, very easy to spot.
Yeah. He looked good.
And then Kobe McKenzie, I think he's just a good, just kind of pure linebacker. Like, you don't see him miss hardly any tackles. He's got good reads. He's not as quick, which is, I think, the main reasoning on why he probably wouldn't get it over, like, a Kip Lewis or a Kanick. But he's a good linebacker, and he will for sure see the field this year. I mean, he did last year as well, but he really blew up a lot of plays in the running game, which was exciting. And then my last one, which I was hoping would be the case, but PJ Adebawor, defensive end. He was a 5-star last year. His brother's in the NFL right now, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know where he got drafted to, but he's in the NFL. And that whole family line is just athletic. And he had two sacks. He was constantly putting the quarterback under pressure. I was super, super happy with what I saw from him, especially with, I think defensive ends our weakest position on the entire team, given that I like Ethan Downs, but whenever he's our best one, not great. And whenever it looks like Trace Ford might be our number two, that's not good at all. So also shocker, Trace Ford went offsides again this game. So loves going offsides.
Was he on that? Was that the, was that him on that first play or that first touchdown?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. No, I watched a replay of it and I was like, yeah, go figure.
Man, that's funny. That's funny. And then again, you know, I don't know if people ask you or I mean, people are asking me like, what are your thoughts? I'm like, man, first off, it's a scrimmage, right? Controlled scrimmage. It's hard to say because you don't know. It'll be very interesting whenever the season starts. You'll have those first couple of games. Who is it? Temple and dadgum. Who's the other one?
Let me check.
Because I know the third game is Tulane. So Tulane, you know, could give us a little bit. I mean, obviously, I expect to win that, but it could give us a little bit of a Houston. That's right. Which, I mean, you never know about that either. But
no telling, honestly.
I just don't know. My concern is the defensive line. I think you said a minute ago you don't know why some people, but that is still my biggest concern is the line. If we can stop the run, that's going to make a lot of things, our life a little bit easier on the defensive side of the football. And then offensively, I don't want to say I'm not concerned because that's not accurate. Offensive line for sure. I think we've got the receivers. Tight end, I don't know how good great the tight end spot's going to be. The running backs, I think we got the running backs. We got the quarterback. What were we going to say?
I was going to say he's better than Stogner. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's by far for sure. As long as it's an improvement, in my opinion.
How deep we are. You know what I mean? I don't know how deep we are in that position at all.
I think we're pretty deep. I mean, you got him. If Caden can ever get healthy, I still think he has potential to see the field. And then I don't know his first name, but McIntyre, he had a couple of really impressive plays last year in the season that I was like, huh, he's pretty quick and he's tall. But no, I think we're fine at tight end for sure. We got enough guys that could go in there and solely block, and we got a couple guys that would be able to be a good just kind of blanket for Arnold.
Yeah. What'd you think about the backup quarterbacks? Callie and Garrett. Either.
Callie,
go ahead.
You want to tackle this one?
Yeah,
I'll go after you.
Hawkins.
Go after me. No, I was impressed with Hawkins. I didn't realize he can put that some mustard on that thing. Like, I was shocked. That being said, he's very timid. He gets kind of scared very, very quickly. Doesn't really trust much of his probably first couple of reads, which I guess if it's not open, it's not open. But he was every single play I felt like was rolling to his left, which I'm like, if you're going to roll out, why go to your left? But no, I mean, it was impressive freshman. You can't hate on that. Oh, yeah, I mean, obviously Arnold was better last year as a freshman, but that's why Arnold's different. So
because Casey Thompson is still coming back from an injury, but he most likely is going to be the second string quarterback. Which honestly, I feel good about because I mean, he's not a big draft pick or any kind of a draft pick, honestly, at that point. But he's got some experience of playing at this high level, so that's what I'm happy about. We'll have the backup, and then honestly, General Booty didn't look too bad. I mean, he was fine, but I mean, I know he's not gonna see the field much at all.
He'll get scared again and say he messed up his contacts or something the night before and he won't play. But yeah, I remember that 2 years ago, Texas game. The night before, he'd said he messed up something, like his contacts were messing with his eyes, so he couldn't play. Like we couldn't play him. So we had to stick with David Bevel.
Bevel? Oh, yeah. My goodness. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's first heard of that. We were going into that game. I was like, man, we better play Booty because can't be worse than Bevel, and comes out that something's wrong with his eyes because something with his contacts, I think. And I was like, what a wimp, man.
We just got to make sure nothing happens to Arnold. He's got to be able to play. Offensive line's got to protect him. Just make sure he's fine.
I mean, we're going up against some tough defensive lines this year. You got Tennessee has the best defensive linemen in the country preseason. Really, really? Okay. He's projected to be the first defensive lineman off the board and the draft boards. Texas, I mean, it's Texas. Both teams are always going to play up, and I would imagine they'll all have a couple guys. South Carolina, I know for sure, has a couple high recruits from last year that I imagine will see the field. Ole Miss is freaking scary with the transfer portal. Yeah. They have arguably the best defensive line in the country. Bama's going to Bama, and then LSU, TBD, honestly. But
sure. Little C, what about you? What are your thoughts on the quarterback duel?
I mean, I agree with Garrett. I feel like Hawkins was running around a lot more than Arnold was.
Yeah.
But it seemed like it wasn't really helping because he kind of, like, he would throw it, but it didn't really work out. But do we have an entirely new offensive line?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
If not just one position, I think.
Considering Arnold, so good. Completely new offensive line to cover him. But it seemed like they were doing pretty good during the spring game. So hopefully they can do it during the regular season.
Oh, yeah, sure. 100%.
And plus, I mean, all those guys, that the way they set it up, like they didn't have and what the guys behind us were saying, the 1A line out there. You know what I mean? Like, they do mix and match. They're not going to stack one side of one of those teams because it wouldn't be fair. So, like, Arnold probably had a couple of backups that behind or in front of him, but.
Sure.
No. Very good point, Callie. Very good point.
Way to go, Callie. I will tell you.
Astute observation.
She did very well. Here's the thing. We had the tickets were fantastic. We were eight rows from the
offensive
red
side.
Team, which is basically where our side where we sit,
home side.
The Sooners are home side, same side as the press box. So we were right there eight rows about at the 45-yard line, towards the north end zone. So that was pretty cool. What'd you think about those seats there, Callie? Because I know you're pretty excited about that.
I think we should just switch our seats over there.
Yeah, let's just do that. Let's do that. I think that would be fantastic. I really do. But,
maybe a couple rows closer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll see. I'll see if I can make that happen.
I got told Callie going into the game, I was like, one of the best feelings is not going up the tunnel, but not having to go up, just going straight down in the field.
You come up the tunnel, we went down. That was pretty feeling. Cool.
Just walking by everybody, like, yeah, we're up here.
So, to our listeners and folks watching this on YouTube at Fox & Sports podcast, Fox & Sports, whatever it is, I don't know. But anyway, let me tell you, I've always had four tickets. I bought two more this year. So we sit on the north end zone, about 50 rows up, I guess. I don't know what it is, section 17. I've got two end seats, and there's two people in between us, and then two seats right there. So basically, out of six seats, obviously we got four. And a lot of times these people in between us don't show, so we're able to converse with one another. But I thought this year, you know what, with us going in the SEC, I'm going to, Garrett kind of talked me into it, to be honest with you. We were talking about it. He talked me into it one day. I was looking at some tickets online, cause it was my time. They give you a certain time to be able to, if you want to switch seats or gain any more. So I bought two more basically right off the, corner of the south end zone where OU runs out. So I got two tickets there as well. I'll probably at least sit there at least once or twice this upcoming year. So I've got six tickets now. Well, here's what's transpired since then. Nick Saban retired. And I was like thinking like I would probably be able to make a lot of money off selling those two tickets, especially for that Alabama game. Like, I figured honestly between Tennessee, Alabama, and South Carolina, I'd probably be able to make what I pay for the two. Not sure that's going to happen now. I mean, it's still Alabama, but it does take a little bit of the I don't know if the excitement's the word, but it takes a little bit of the a little bit of it off of it. But we'll see. It'll still be fun because that game is later on in the season. So we got those tickets, but I've got to tell the all of our listeners. So here's something that very interesting happened over lunch. So we got there in time. We went, we go to Pickleman's. I get a pizza. Gary gets pizza. Callie gets, what did you get? A little sub. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, my great kids and all, but my wonderful little daughter says, "Hey dad, what happens to the tickets when you, you know," and I'm like, "What, when I die? Is that what you're trying to say? Who gets the tickets?" She's like, well, yeah, who gets the tickets? I'm like, first off, it's kind of disturbing. Somebody worried about the tickets whenever I die. Doesn't want to say the word. So, you know, maybe Kellen would say something. Definitely Garrett would say something. But little C, no way. I mean, you kidding me? So I was like sitting there about to choke on my pizza, trying to figure out why somebody was concerned about it. I mean, I'm not any spring chicken, but I'm not toast yet. So see, what was the thoughts on that? What do you tell our folks? What were you thinking?
Well, it's not that I didn't want to say die. I actually worded it when you don't need them anymore. So when you don't need them, you know, you'd rather just sit in your recliner and watch the games at home. Who's going to get them? I was just curious, you know, me and Garrett, basically the only ones who even go to the games. So I figured maybe 3-3 or something, but
I'm fine with that. Even split. I'll take you up on that deal, Callie.
Well, yeah. And another thing, like then Garrett moves to Missouri. So now it's just me and little C here. And we've got, you know, Kellen's in Georgia, Garrett Gannon's in Arkansas. So, I mean, it's like, man, I've got all these tickets and I gotta make sure. I'm assuming I'm going to try to go every game this year. We'll see. Garrett says, I'll go to a majority of them. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know about that. I drove
for a spring game. You don't think I'm going to show up for a Tennessee or a South Carolina? Like,
I don't know. You're a little wishy-washy, man. You're a little wishy-washy with some of the things, man. But anyway, so, and then one other thing, guys. Talk about the end of the game as we were leaving. What happened? Do you remember? As we were leaving out, walking down, and we turn right.
I think Callie's perspective is a little better on it. So,
well, seriously.
Well, we were just walking to leave, and then I like look to my right. Dad's not there. I see him at a Pizza Hut concession. There's just piles and piles of just these little circle pizzas. I look. Dad takes one. He looks. He's like, looks at the lady. He's like, "These free?" She's like, "Yeah." Takes three more. Keeps walking. Whole walk to the car. Dad just got the biggest smile on his face.
I've never seen Dad.
I wish
happier.
I had two armfuls.
Yeah.
I would have got more. I honestly wanted to get more. Did you see people's faces whenever I was walking by and they look at the pizzas?
Yeah, they're like, "What is this idiot doing? Like, paid $40 for a bunch of pizzas to take home." And but like, they didn't know it was free, you know? But.
Well, it was free.
So. Me and Callie turned around. They're like, "What is this guy doing?" And you're just,
"Hey, you put a couple, you know, you put some free pizzas in front of a big guy like me likes to eat. I got news for you, it's on." So, and like I said, to be honest with you, I seriously thought about getting like a stack of about 8 or so and walk into the car, but I chose not to. So, but
have you even ate one yet?
I ate one today for lunch. Yeah. I may have one for supper or dinner, whatever people call it. That's another thing we need to have at some point. Is it supper or is it dinner? But that's not today. All right. So, but it was the Oklahoma spring game, I guess. I mean, it was a success. We got out of there injury free. So that's good. So we'll go on moving from there. All right. Let's go to our next topic here. Let me see if I can queue up a little transition music here.
Oh.
Ah, pretty sweet, isn't it? All right, let's talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder. Last night game, me and Callie were here at the house watching, and somehow, some way, somebody keeps getting us kicked off. I don't know who that was. I mean, Garrett was getting all mad. And I don't know if it was nobody else responded.
No one else responded.
Gannon didn't.
I think mom was trying to watch in the bedroom because she didn't want to watch the game with Dad.
Are you serious? I don't. Yeah, fair enough. But like, come on.
I almost went into my room and tried to find somewhere else I could watch it online.
What's wrong with me?
What was Dad doing?
The whole game, Maybe Dort had a little bit of a bad game, but that's normal. Dad, I can't stand this guy. I mean, he's good on defense, but if you give that ball to him on offense, I mean, he's so bad. He's so bad.
I didn't say I can't stand him. I don't think those words ever came out.
Those exact words. Because I was like, at that point, you just said you hate him. I put the extra words in
there. I don't hate him at all. I just don't think he needs to be shooting.
He definitely can shoot.
Don't shoot.
Yeah.
Who?
He's on the starting five for a reason.
Let Dort shoot if you're open.
I mean, if he's wide open, one thing, but I don't think he's very good trying to drive to the rim. That's my opinion.
Really?
No matter who it is, Dad just thinks they're a terrible player.
Yeah, Shai has a nice wide open mid-range, and he's like, no!
Yeah. Chet tries to go up to block it. He's like, you got a rebound! Like,
well, yeah, you got a rebound!
He's probably trying.
Yeah, that's true. He was trying.
He had 11,
I was nervous at one point. I was concerned. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, dadgum. I mean, we've got to. Because here's the thing: all seven other home teams won. I'm like, please.
Oh my gosh, I know, right? And also, too, did you know this? The last seven matchups with them, the away team won that game. The last seven matchups between us and New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I know,
and also, New Orleans is the best away or road team in the NBA.
I didn't know
that. And they started throwing those out there before the game. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like,
you got to admit, we got to rebound. We have to be able to rebound, especially we gave up, I think they had 28 offensive rebounds. I think we had 18, I believe, or something, or 18 and 8. I think maybe 18 and 8 maybe is what it was.
I completely agree, but it's nothing new. I mean, that's been a problem year, and we've somehow made it work.
No, you're right. It's not like it's a shocker or anything, but it's like, towards the end, I think they got two or three offensive rebounds. I'm like, what is going on?
And they got a layup out of it. Like, actually, they might have even gotten a three, but no, 100% they got a rebound. But at the same time, like, we were in control that whole game, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were right there. They took the lead late for a few seconds, but someone asked me last night, they're like, are you nervous with like 2.5 minutes left? And I was like, honestly, like, not really. I was like, we have Shai, the clutchest player in the NBA. J-Dub, who is actually statistically the clutchest player in the NBA this year. Like, I really wasn't worried at all. And especially, oh my gosh, that Chet block. Oh,
that was fantastic.
That was insane.
Yeah, that was great.
Like,
yeah, I agree.
Lance was like, him and Wimby are probably the only players in the NBA who were going to get that ball. I mean, he caught that thing at the peak height where I was like, that could have been almost a goaltend.
Could have been goaltend. Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
It was sitting up there for a second.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, he got so far up there. And then that's the very next possessions when Shai hit the and one. And I was like, that was gorgeous.
That was glorious.
I watched the crowd about 40 times on that play.
Yeah. I looked at it again today through social media, looking at that because it was out there. That's fantastic. No, I agree 100%. But yeah, Giddy, I don't want Giddy to shoot. You notice he wasn't on the court. I think it was Cason Wallace at the end of the game.
I think defensively, totally the move. And late game, they had Isaiah Joe off for the offense. But they put Cason, like you mentioned, late game. And yeah, I mean, he locked CJ up. They had Dort on Brandon Ingram because Dort had played a really good game on Brandon Ingram. And you'd figure that would be the guy they'd give the ball to.
I don't know if you heard I think it was Charles Barkley said, man, there's a lot of guys played. Oklahoma City's deep.
They said that. He did not change the rotation, Mitch, at all.
No, he didn't. I was honestly surprised.
Yeah.
We talked about that quite a bit.
Yeah, we did. Talking about, like, is he going to trim it a little bit? And then, I mean, we had guys like Kenrich Williams getting like 10 minutes. I was like, what are we doing?
Yes.
But
that's what I told. I was like, what is this guy doing out here? I'm busting his chops, but
no, he's a great role player, but it's just one of those playoff times. Questionable, but
well, I know it shows here we had 13 turnovers and they had 14. So I just felt like we were a little bit careless with the ball. I don't know if it was nerves or what. Obviously, some defense, the defense that New Orleans was playing played a part in that as well. But I just think we can clean a few things up, and we've got to get out of here up 2-0. It's not the end of the world if it's 1-1, but we need to get out of here 2-0. Any word on Zion? Have you heard anything, like when possibly he comes back?
I haven't heard anything. Again, it's a hamstring, so there's just no telling. He could force it and play tomorrow, and he could, well, and when this comes out today, but, or he could not be actually be able to play the rest of the season. Like,
which would be fine with me. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I mean, I really like Zion. I really hope he has improved with everyone calling him fat and stuff, but I'd prefer if he waited one more series to come back when their season's over.
If we just had one of those big guys, like the big guy for those guys,
Jonas Valanciunas, 20 rebounds.
I'm not saying
third career 20 rebound of his third 20 rebound game of his career.
So I know that we're not going to get him, but me and Callie were talking, like, if we had just one of those guys, type of guys in our lineup that can kind of protect the rim and put a little bit of defensive fear in some folks, maybe that would help out quite a bit. But unfortunately, we do not. But they know what they're doing. They're going to try to, I'm assuming they're going to try to shore that up. But we've got to. It's not like it's going to get easier. It's going to get only tougher and tougher and tougher. And the Clippers just beat the, game one against Dallas. So is that who we would play most likely?
Yeah, most likely.
Which would be an interesting series. Any other thoughts on the Thunder game at all?
I'm still not worried at all, personally. I mean, that was one of the worst offensive games we've played all season and still won. So I think that's Shea still had 28, but it's an uncharacteristic as of the productivity standpoint. But
yeah,
he'll be fine. J-Dub still played pretty good. Chet played okay offensively, very good on defense. And then I think I don't think we let Joe take enough shots. I don't feel like I saw him take enough as much as I'd like. But
towards the end, Chet had two free throws, and I told Callie, I said he usually misses that first one, and sure enough he did. I'm like, man, he's got to get clutch. He's not clutch.
No, he's
in some of these situations.
He's clutch. He's clutch. But
defensively, yes.
I mean, I don't know what his free throw was last night. I mean, because Shea missed one
game?
Too. Not at the end of the game, obviously, because he doesn't do that, but.
Oh, okay. Chet was. I remember them saying that, and I'm looking at it right now. He was 1-for-2 because they were saying that was his first time on the line.
Yeah.
Shea was 6-for-7. J Dub was 2-for-3. We only had 13 attempts. We were 10 out of 13, and they only had 9 attempts, 7 out of 9.
No, that's what everyone's loving is the defensive and just physical battle, but also that the refs let it go, both sides.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was saying we got bailed by the refs. I'm like, what? No.
Who?
That was a very well reffed game.
I know there was some
controversy on the challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I get all that, but whatever we won, I'm thankful for that and I'll take it. And we'll play again. Is it tomorrow night?
Tuesday the 23rd.
So it'll be Tuesday. We're recording this podcast on Monday, so it'll be on Tuesday. And this thing, our podcast should be up
before
by Tuesday night. Before the game, hopefully we'll see. And hopefully we'll be up 2-0 at the end of that. Right?
Correct.
Any other thoughts on the Thunder? No, you're good.
Shea's MVP and.
Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you this. So I went by, I had to take some receipt paper to the Dick's Sporting Goods over here at the Quell area in Edmond area. And Chris, the store manager there, told me I just missed Shea. He was in there. He had been in there and he walked up to him, not knowing who he was. He just kind of, because he had his back to him. He's over by the Stanley Cups. Said, "Hey, you need any help? You guys doing okay?" And he's like, "No, we're good." And he goes, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" He goes, "I'm good." You know, Shea talked to him for a minute and Shea's like, you know, you're the manager here. He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Yeah, I've seen you in here before." And Shea goes, "Did you watch the game last night?"
And he goes, wait, sure this did. Is today?
Yes. And Shea said, you watched the game last night? And he goes, yes, I did. He goes, you stay up for the whole thing? He goes, I did. And so me and Callie were talking about, because it wasn't over till
11.
10:30 or something like that.
No, you know it was 11.
Was it? And I, you know, I had to get up at 4 because I work
so
early.
Tired.
And
so tired. I'm
really tired, right? But anyway, Callie got tired of me saying that. But anyway, it was pretty cool. I would love to, I was like, man, if I would have known that, I would have probably tried to speed up that minivan a little bit quicker.
That's
which
crazy,
I fixed
though.
The minivan yesterday. Did you see that? I put the,
need
some
you
kind
to
of
come down here
conditioner blower
mine.
Of some sorts. Oh, is your blower not working?
Something's not working.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. I fixed that thing. Got me two new tires on the thing. I spent $550, and I don't even know if that van is worth $550.
It's 100% worth $550. But
and I got alignment, so I'm good to go. So, hey, one other thing. So here's one more question I got for everybody. We'll try to not wrap this up in the next 5 minutes or so. Give me 5 states, because we did last week the 5 fast food restaurants and all that. Give me 5 states you would get rid of.
5 states.
5 states. You could say you're no longer part of the United States of America.
The number one pick, California.
Amen, brother. That's exactly what I said. Callie, what'd you say? Anything?
Iowa.
You were born there.
That's
what are you
crazy.
Talking
about?
You're
going
to
offend
a lot of states.
Kind of Iowans forget about it, to one. Be honest.
Yeah, you probably don't remember any of it, do you?
Trying to think. Probably like a.
Go ahead.
Like a Virginia. I mean.
Okay.
You never, like, whenever you think of that region, you never think of Virginia. Same with Kentucky, honestly.
Oh.
Kansas can kick rocks, too.
Come on.
Kansas. Just
Idaho.
Boring. Utah.
So, I mean, is that your all's picks then or what?
What are we basing this off of? Just 5 that we would just, our life wouldn't be any differently?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd probably
get rid of a Nevada.
Yeah.
Las Vegas is there. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Not much.
Here's what I would do.
Myself.
California, Maryland, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont.
So basically the entire Northeast.
Other than California, just, yes.
Huh? Well, yeah, but you're Other just chopping California. Off. Like,
I am. I got my reasons. But
Delaware.
Yeah, Delaware would be one of the ones. I'm serious. I would say New York, but I love New York City so much, so I can't. But not that. If you did it, give me 3 states, but the stipulation is, or no, 3 cities. 3 cities. Stipulation is they got to have a major league sports team somehow, some way. So
we're knocking them out.
Yeah, 3 cities, just 3. I've got
Charlotte
to have a city. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they have Carolina and or Carolina Panthers and Hornets, and probably Hornets, a hockey team or something too. But
no, the hockey's in Raleigh.
Okay, yeah.
Hurricanes. That's our team, man. Come on.
I'm trying to think of like small ones that Brooklyn.
What about Portland?
Portland would be a good one. Portland and Brooklyn would be my final 2.
Yeah. Seattle.
Yeah.
Those are too many.
That'd knock out the Seahawks. I'd rather just knock out the Trailblazers. So.
Okay. But Utah, what is it? Salt Lake? No. Not really. Sacramento.
I mean, yeah, we could toss out like some MLS teams that nobody gives a rip.
Sacramento. I'm not worried about MLS. Forget those guys. I mean, I like them, but, you know, it is what it is. What else? Is that it? That's all you're going to say? You're good? Kind of a boring question from me.
The second part, yeah.
I got to come with
some
heat next time.
Yeah.
And we have to cut that out.
You were
I was rolling, man.
On a roll, and then you just
I was on a
came
roll.
To a stop.
Hey, another thing about the OU game is what stinks is it was I had a really good hair day too, and it was really windy, so kind of messed up my hair quite a bit. So,
well, you're rolling your eyes. It's looking good right now, though, Pa. You know,
it's all over the place, man. I got my daggum glasses.
When's the last time you got a haircut?
What does that mean? You think I need a haircut?
Well, yeah, you get one to the day, so I'm always curious on when the next one is.
What did you just say? I did what?
You always get a haircut to the day, so.
Yeah,
I'm going to get one this week. 2 weeks exactly. Yep.
It's 4 weeks. I used to do 3 weeks, and honestly, I need to go back to it. And then when COVID hit, it was like every not 5 weeks, but I mean, after that, it was forever for COVID. But then I went to about 5 weeks and need to get a haircut.
I'm about 6'5 right now. Often than mom and me.
Well, yeah, I can. Girls get haircuts like once a year.
Oh, are you kidding me? These girls, they get one every.
I get like two a year, maybe.
Which is normal.
Cute little C's hair. Well, the Fox Den would like to thank all of our listeners for listening to our Fox Den Sports Podcast. Please remember to follow us. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. We're there. We'd like to, the more people we have, the more content we can have as well. You can comment on our post or comment to us, send us emails at foxinsportspodcast@yahoo.com. Send us a lot of information. Whatever questions you got, tell us the states you, your cities or whatever you want to say, all those guys. So, but I want to tell everybody that, iron sharpens iron.
Please be safe and be savage and not average.
And remember, Callie, to what?
Join the school.
And until next time,
goodbye,
everybody.
Bye, everybody.
I think that may be the last time we ever do that. Enjoy. Boomer.